I'm Mitch Wertley with this VPR News. There's nothing new about mental health advocates pressing lawmakers for increased funding, but officials at the designated agencies that provide community-based services say the situation has turned dire. Vermont Public Radio has two stories this week examining the problem, and as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, independent regulators say the agency's funding shortfalls are now threatening the availability of critical services.
There are 11 so-called designated agencies that provide community-based mental health services across Vermont, and their plea for more funding has become a sort of annual legislative ritual. Independent regulators, however, say the system may be at its breaking point. And a recent analysis of the budget at the Howard Center, which serves thousands of clients in Chittenden County, spotlighted some troubling fiscal inadequacies.
The financial condition that it is in is making it so that I think the board said pretty clearly, we question its ability to meet its mission.
That's Al Gobay, chairman of the Green Mountain Care Board, which conducted the analysis. The report praised the Howard Center for its, quote, responsible budgeting practices. But the Howard Center, like other agencies, is a private entity that relies almost entirely on state and federal revenues. And the report says the revenues consistently fall short.
These entities need to be funded to keep up with inflation.
Gobay, though, says that hasn't happened in recent years, and key fiscal indicators, including the lack of an operating margin and the more than 100 vacant positions the Howard Center now has open, have led the board to question the sustainability of the designated agency system.
If we do not do that moving forward, you should expect this and worse to build. Now, every year that you don't fund a business at the rate of inflation, you're underfunding it and crippling its resources. I don't care if it's a hamburger stand or a hospital or a designated agency.
Julie Tesler is the executive director of Vermont Care Partners, a coalition that includes the designated agencies. Tesler says it was gratifying to have an outside regulator corroborate the agency's concerns.
I think the Green Mountain Care Board was shocked when they saw how underfunded the Howard Center is.
Tesler's organization is asking lawmakers for a 3% increase in Medicaid reimbursement rates, which would generate an additional $4.8 million annually for the agencies. Tesler says that increase needs to be in place for four consecutive years if the agencies are to regain strong financial footing. She says pleas for more funding have for the most part fallen on deaf ears.
People say, oh, you can just find a way, become more efficient, you'll get by. And we have been getting by, but not without cost to the agencies and to the people we serve.
Gobay says the agencies fill a critical gap in the state's healthcare infrastructure.
You may not actually use the Howard Center services, but when you have a family member or yourself who does, you find out very, very quickly how valuable they are.
Tesler's group will make its case to lawmakers at a statehouse event later this month. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.